Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker, established in 1937, now with more than 375 attorneys in offices throughout the U.S., providing a comprehensive range of services to a local, national, and international client base. Online at joneswalker.com. And Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana, featuring the card accepted by doctors in all 50 states. Information available at bcbsla.com or Twitter, #topdoctors. Additional support comes from Fidelity Homestead Savings Bank and Resource Management LLC.
From Commander's Palace Restaurant in the Garden District in New Orleans, we're out to lunch with Peter Ricchiuti. Peter Ricchiuti is Tulane University's A.B. Freeman School of Business professor and economist. It's business, New Orleans style.
Hi, I'm Peter Ricchiuti. Welcome to Out to Lunch. Normally, we tend to celebrate the traits and talents that separate us, that make someone individual and special in some way. But of the innumerable differences between us, there is one thing every human being on Earth has in common. We are all born. If you're thinking a show about New Orleans business is an unusual venue to discuss the universality of birth, well, there's a good reason. Both my guests today are in the birth business. Latona Giwa is the co-founder of Birthmark Doula Collective. A doula is an experienced pregnancy companion who stays with the mother through labor, birth, and beyond. Birthmark Doula Collective is a group of trained doulas who support, educate, and advocate for pregnant and parenting women in the New Orleans area. Latona, welcome to Out to Lunch.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
My other guest today focuses literally on the very moment of birth itself. Angel Missios is the owner of NOLA Birth Photographer. Angel will take photos of you while you're pregnant and also photograph you after with your baby, but her specialty is taking photos of birth itself. Angel, thank you for joining me on Out to Lunch.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Let me start by asking you both the same question. Then we'll get into why you do what you do and the various aspects of your business. But this is what I'm wondering. We planned this show in advance, and we've had you on the schedule here for about 3 weeks, and presumably you have the same kind of lives we all do, with appointments, dinner dates, kids' activities you've got to be at, and yet your businesses are based on what might be the most unpredictable event of our lives, the date and time a woman gives birth, to say nothing of the unpredictable number of hours that can take. How do you folks schedule your lives around your businesses? I can't even imagine.
Yeah, that's a really good question. It's definitely a totally different lifestyle, the on-call lifestyle. Our doulas, we are on-call from about mom's 38th week of pregnancy until her 42nd. So that's about 4 weeks where we don't know at any moment we might have to drop whatever we're doing and get to the hospital or get to her home to support her.
Now, what about you just get a call in the middle of the night and you grab the camera? How does
we
this
do.
Work?
Yeah. Being a birth photographer means you're kind of always ready, and I have an idea of what the next week and 2 weeks and beyond that look like for me. So sometimes in the middle of the night, I hear the phone and check it out and find out one of my clients are in labor. And so I'm beginning to run through, okay, what's the plan? What point do I need to leave? Getting childcare for my kids, getting everything lined up for the day so that we can, when the time is right, head to the birthplace.
And you've answered one of my questions right there. You are a mom?
I am. I have two small children myself.
Is this what triggered this career idea? You were thinking, yeah, but you know what would be great if somebody was here with a camera.
It is. Well, I actually was interested in birth for years before I had children. I just grew up in a family where natural childbirth was normal. And so I was interested in all that. I was thought about becoming a midwife, actually, in high school. And life kind of went a different direction, and I ended up being a photographer. So whenever I was expecting my firstborn, I knew that I wanted those beautiful moments surrounding birth to be professionally captured. I didn't want to leave it up to my husband to maybe kind of get a picture in the moment or forget about it or something, or have something that I wasn't quite happy with. So I wanted to have that professionally done and found out that there was no one here who did that.
Wow. Now, you mentioned that was a kind of a tradition in your family. Where are you from?
I actually grew up in Ponchatoula, but my mom had 5 natural births, and I was born with a midwife.
Now, your photography, and I've been doing a little bit of work on this, is all in black and white. Is that right?
The majority of it is.
Yeah.
Everything that I'm shooting is actually in color, but for the editing purposes, I like to keep it in black and white because it keeps the images clean and lets the emotion show more than blue drapes and blood that's here and there. So it keeps everything looking clean and lets you see the real emotions that are happening in the images.
Wow. Now, we've been talking about doulas here, and one of the things that I want to get into is why it's so good. I mean, what it helps. Because we have some huge problems in this area, right? It seems like, I think I read somewhere that we have the highest rate of cesarean births, lowest rate of breastfeeding, things like that. So you're part of trying to change all that.
Yeah. So our model is not only a business model, it's also a quality of life improving model. We say that the work that we do has three purposes. It improves health outcomes, it lowers costs, and it increases satisfaction for women and their experience. So like you said, unfortunately, Louisiana just broke a record. We're the first state to have more than 40% of our births be done by a cesarean section.
Well, that's not a list you want to be on the top of,
Not, and you know, a lot of people say, well, what's the big deal? You know, it's just a C-section, but it's major surgery, and actually women have a higher risk of maternal mortality, of complications for both mother and baby. You know, you're out of work twice as long.
Makes the photography difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, the photographer can't get in. that's not a list you want to be on, like you said. What we know and what studies show is that doulas reduce the C-section rate by about half. They reduce the rate of other unnecessary interventions by about half. And so you're improving, you're shortening women's healing times, you're letting them have the birth experience that they want to have, that they can remember and cherish. And a common misconception that folks have is that they think that a doula is just for natural birth. We are not. We are all about supporting the woman and the family in the birth that they want to have. So I've supported plenty of natural births, but I've also supported an elective C-section. I've also supported epidural births. The means to the birth is not the point. The point is that the woman and family know what their options are. They're educated about those choices and they're supported to have them. Because too often what we're having is families who want to have a more natural, more family-centered birth experience, and then they don't really understand why, but somehow they end up with a C-section or an induction, and that's not what they wanted. And a lot of times it's not what was necessary.
Now, Anjali, these are both businesses, but yours is a business. Do you charge by the hour, or how? I can't even imagine how this would work.
Yeah, a woman in labor would never want to be. She's already on the clock, but but seeing that, the money going up before her eyes is definitely doesn't help for a relaxing atmosphere. So I just charge by the birth as a whole.
That would be the longest you've ever.
21 hours was close to the longest I was at a hospital with a client. And I showed up at the right time. It was just a matter of the mom was having a natural birth and the labor stalled. And so she was so close to the end that I didn't have enough time that I felt that I could leave and then come back. So we camped out and waited for the baby to be born. Everything was perfect in the end, but it just took a while.
When I look at what you're doing with the doulas, I have to ask you, it's a business. So is there obviously a charge, but there's a part of your business I read about where it's kind of focused on lower income folks and people that maybe couldn't pay for a doula?
Yeah, absolutely. So we believe that every family that wants a doula deserves one, and we are a business. So we charge for our services, and just like with the birth photography, it's per pregnancy, per birth, because again, we don't want the mom with the 72-hour birth to have to worry about that.
Like, do you get double if it's twins?
Yeah.
That would be so great.
But we're a sliding scale model. So we, if you have income, then you pay the full price. If you are a lower income family, you pay less. And then if you're a no income family, you don't pay. And part of why we're able to do that is that we actually have a doula mentorship program. So there weren't really doula professional organizations in New Orleans before. Right. And so we started offering doula trainings and mentorship. So our student doulas come on and they do a number of free births with us, which enables us to work with families who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford it.
Tell me how big you are. I mean, how many, I don't even know how to measure this. How many births are you doing a month, I guess? I don't.
That's a good question. It's funny how births vary throughout the year, depending on, you know, when Mardi Gras was.
Oh, yeah. It's a family show, don't I wear this?
Yeah. I'll let everyone else make
it's
the
a math thing after that, right?
It's but we have about 10 doulas, and they're each doing one to a few births a month. So,
wow.
And that does vary, but yeah, we're growing really steadily, which is exciting. And then we also have childbirth classes. We rent birth tubs and breast pumps, and do postpartum doula services. So,
which is a very important aspect. I mean, you try to recognize when maybe like postpartum depression is coming on.
Yeah, unfortunately, Louisiana also has some of the highest rates of postpartum depression.
Wow.
And part of that is because of the way we do birth in the United States. We discharge a mom and baby and don't follow up with them for 6 weeks. 6 weeks where you are a new family with this vulnerable little baby, mom's hormones are all over the place. And so our doulas go into the home anyway to do follow-up visits. But if families get a postpartum doula, then she'll do regular visits with them, help with breastfeeding, talk about what's normal, you know, watch for those warning signs so that we can get somebody in if they're developing postpartum depression.
And now's the time. This is what we call the checklist part. Don't be afraid here. This is you people wouldn't be afraid of anything. I just thought of that. And this is the part of the show where we take a little break and ask you a quick question that you probably wouldn't find on a loan application. And I guess, let's see how we should divvy this up here. What do you think is the absolute biggest waste of time for you in a day? Because you really have everything planned out so well and all. What is it that...
Facebook can be quite a time sucker.
Yeah, that...
It's a great business tool, but it can also, if not used, you know, it's easy to find the rabbit trails and just to, let's go look at this. Oh, I want to read this article. And then quickly I have so many windows pulled up on my computer to go through. And it's like, wait a second, I was just coming to check one thing.
But you mentioned you use it as a business tool too, though. That's mm-hmm. That's actually probably pretty effective.
It is. It's a great way for me to post an image of my clients that they approve first, and then to be able to tag them and all their friends see it. So in a short amount of time, I might have 1,000 people viewing one image from a birth, and everyone's connected to that. And they see, oh, wow, that was taken. You had a birth photographer? What's that all about?
Yeah.
It's kind of a conversation
an industry.
Starting.
Yeah, that's true. Do you take pictures of the dads?
I do. I love watching dads whenever mom's in labor. They have the best expressions and reactions.
I bet that's true. And I will ask you, Latoya, is there anything that scares you? Do you have a fear of heights or, I don't know, frogs, anything like that?
I actually have a very irrational fear of birds.
Birds, really? I thought you said birth. I thought this is really
that would,
terrible career that, selection.
No, I'm trying to face my fear. No. Yeah, and I've tried to do a lot of introspection. You know, what was this moment in my life? Did I have a bad bird
Did you
encounter?
See that movie, The Birds? Because that
no,
would have done
I will
it.
Never
no,
see
no,
it. No.
Are you afraid of the St. Louis Cardinals?
Wait,
you think you were attacked by a bird? Or?
I don't know. I can't remember. But I live kind of on the border of the 7th Ward, and there are roosters and hens everywhere. And I was actually chased to Walgreens one day summer by a rooster.
So these birds are in on it. They
can
know.
Sense your fear.
Oh,
they can.
This is what I always thought it was. This is great. Now it's time to check the inbox. Our producer picks a question that's come in from a listener during the week. Grant, what have you got?
Peter, we have this question that came in on Twitter from someone called @randommen4m. And he or she asks, how do you handle it when hospital policies interfere with the mother's wishes for childbirth?
Okay, and that is actually a huge part of the doula's job and being an advocate for the mother and family. And we try to do a lot of this work before we actually get into the hospital for the birth. We do prenatal visits with the family, and part of our education is helping them understand what those hospital policies are.
And do they differ from hospital to hospital?
They do differ from hospital to hospital. They also... providers have different rules. And so we teach our families to go to their provider visits with a list of questions, get their questions answered. And then, you know, if there's something that we know is going to be a sticking point or issue, we can strategize before we actually get into the hospital. Once we're there, the doula's role is a lot more behind the scenes. You know, we don't talk to the provider directly, but let's say that a nurse comes in and says, you know, it's time for your epidural and mom doesn't want that. We are able to create space by saying, do you need a minute to think about that, mom? Or, you know, do you need a bathroom break? Or we have little tools like that where we create space and just opportunity for the family to reground, think about what their goals were. Because a woman in labor, you know, has got a lot going on, you know, and so it's very easy for her to forget what the plan was. And plans change. So we're there to help her when, if the plan does change, re-strategize. But the point is we want her to have a positive experience.
Wow. And what about when you you carry in the tripod and all that? Do you have any problem with that?
Some area hospitals actually do have a policy of no photography during the birth, but I've never had an issue whenever I've had clients talk to their healthcare provider and bring up birth photography. And whenever they see and understand what it's about, I've had everyone be on board. So just having that conversation is really important.
It's time to for the pay it forward section. That's where we ask our guests to generously use their experience and expertise to help an entrepreneur with a new business. Today, we're talking about Nerium, a skincare product that launched nationally 2 years ago and locally here in New Orleans this year by the Elmer Group. Nerium is an anti-aging cream that treats wrinkles and discoloration, but also has a medical component treating acne, scarring, psoriasis. The local Elmer Group are a couple, Alan and Courtney Elmer. Alan explains how they got started with this company. My wife and I were married this past May, and shortly thereafter, she was diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Courtney had a very visible scar on her neck following the surgery, and after trying multiple products that claimed they could lighten and reverse the scarring, we were introduced to Nerium AD, the only product that gave her serious results in an extremely short amount of time. In terms of growing their new business, Alan and Courtney asked us this. What would be the best way to gain product recognition for Nerium in the New Orleans area, other than introducing it to spas and such? What do you think? I mean, you obviously have to market your own businesses. What would you recommend to them?
I would say to find a believer. Find someone that you know that this product is going to work for and get it in their hands. Do what you need to do to meet them. And then whenever they see the success of the product, then they'll... It spreads quickly, you know. When something works, people talk about it. So having one person as your ideal client and seeing it work for them will quickly grow to their circle of friends and to the circles beyond that.
Well, Tony, what would you tell the Elmers here to get this product out in the New Orleans area? What suggestions?
Well, I know what has really worked for us is thinking about who women trust, you know, or people. I don't know if this product is directed towards women specifically, but, you know, for example, in our world, we know that pregnant women trust other women who have been pregnant, and they trust their obstetrician or their midwife. And so, you know, thinking about it in that way, who is your audience, and then who do they go to for advice? That would be my recommendation.
Wow. So for something like this, skincare,
So dermatologists, but then also I'm assuming, you know, other women, people who've used the product, kind of like what you were saying.
You know, this has been great, but I really want to ask you kind of what do you think is, you know, in the future for birthing in both of your areas? I mean, what's where are we going to be 5 years from now? Are things going to be different?
I hope so. I hope so. As women are beginning to take control of their own birth experience, hopefully the numbers will improve, and more women will be supported in their births by doulas, and the whole birth experience will take a turn for the better here.
What do you think? You think doulas, where, you know, a lot of listeners have never heard of a doula until now, but 5 years from now, will that be part of the conversation?
I think that definitely will be, and it already is becoming part of the conversation. There's like reality TV shows about doulas and things like that. But also...
Doula Dynasty, I've seen it. It's great.
You should see number two. Also, we're really excited about where we're headed. We are working on opening the first freestanding birthing center in New Orleans. And this is really the future of maternity care in the U.S. There are 250 birthing centers in the U.S., none in Southeast Louisiana, only one in the entire state that's very small in Lafayette. And what a birthing center is really the model of care we already provide, the cost savings, outcome improving, and satisfaction for the families in a birthing facility. So it's out of hospital, it's staffed by midwives, backed by an obstetrician, very low tech, high touch care. And so imagine going into a beautiful suite with your family, your grandma, anybody you want. You can cook food there. You have your birth. It's natural birth, epidurals are not provided. You're supported to have the experience that you want to have. Early discharge, much lower costs than you would have at the hospital, and better birth outcomes.
Wow.
Yeah.
And yet we're a pretty big city and we don't have one.
Yeah, it is shocking to me, but this is definitely, there's a market for it. All of our doula clients say that they wish that they could have birthed at a birthing center. And actually, I was just reading a study the other day. Half of all women who have their first baby in a hospital say that they want to have their second baby in a birthing center. So this is where we're going.
Wow, that is a big market.
Yeah.
That's terrific. You know, we've had everything from the woman's perspective here. I would just like to say, as a man, I would like the role of the male penguin. You know, because he holds the egg on his instep and he just hangs around and talks to other male penguins for a couple of months about sports and stuff. That's the role I was looking for. Angel Misios, Latona Giwa, we've come to the end of lunch. I'm so glad that your unpredictable schedules allowed you to make it today. I wish you continued success with what are really fascinating businesses, but more than that, are extraordinary callings. Thank you for joining me on Out to Lunch today.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
I've learned a lot and I am very impressed. My guests on Out to Lunch today have been Latona Giwa, the co-founder of Birthmark Doula Collective, and Angel Misios, the owner of NOLA Birth Photographer. To find out more about Latona or Angel's babies, follow the links on our websites, wwno.org and itsneworleans.com. Our show is recorded live over lunch at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. Commander's Palace serves lunch Monday through Friday, jazz brunch on Saturday and Sunday, with live music and dinner 7 nights a week. The producer of our show is Grant Morris. Our technical producer is Eric Merle. The gluten-free Jennifer Smith is our researcher. Mitch Foreman wrote and performs all the music on Out to Lunch. You can get this show as a podcast, and you can listen to past shows, and you can keep up with us on all kinds of social media by going to our websites. It's neworleans.com and wwno.org. Support for Out to Lunch comes from PreSonus Audio Electronics. PreSonus makes Studio One mixing production software, Studio Live digital mixing consoles, Aeris Studio monitors, and more. More information about Baton Rouge-based PreSonus is online at PreSonus.com. Out to Lunch is a production of INO Broadcasting and WWNO for itsneworleans.com and WWNO 89.9 FM. I'm Peter Ricciuti, and I look forward to meeting you again next week on Out to Lunch around the table here at Commander's Palace. Till then, be well, be safe, be happy. Bye-bye.
Major support for Out to Lunch on WWNO provided by the law firm of Jones Walker and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Louisiana. Additional support comes from Fidelity Homestead Savings Bank and Resource Management, LLC.